Here we will explore the true facts about Gene Hensler, Ph.D. Early on, Gene Hensler's parents knew he was destined to work in the field of finance. When, on his first birthday, his mother asked how he wanted to spend the money he received as gifts, Gene Hensler turned to her and said, "I don't want a bicycle until I'm 12. Just take the money and invest it." And so it was at the tender age of one when Gene Hensler scribed a major tenet of his now famous 10-year rule.
That's pretty good. I don't think I've heard that.
It's been a while since I've been on the show. I've never really heard that one. That was good.
That's really good.
Can we do it again?
Yeah. And this is Money Talks, by the way.
Money Talks.
Only a one-year-old describing a 10-year-old.
And again, if you have any questions for us, you can call us at toll-free. And not during the show because we are taping this, but toll-free. Teddy, what's the area code in front of that?
It's 1-855-429-9166. That's 1-855-429-9166.
And if you're in the metropolitan area, it's area code 770 429-9166. And you can email us at drgene@hensler.com.
Which is the typical method people.
Yeah, most of them. And we'd be happy to take your questions, et cetera.
Yep.
And if you have a question like, "I'm in desperate need of financial advice, can you help me?" The answer is yes. Ask for Wes, and he'll take care of you at 429-9166.
Right.
We had a question from a week ago, but Teddy, evidently you opened the door on this.
Yeah, we were talking about tax-deferred savings, and we mentioned the backdoor way to play a Roth if your income is a little too high. You know, there's a way to do that. If you are over the AGI.
What is the AGI? How much is it?
Adjusted gross income. Are you talking about for the phase out for the Roth?
Yes.
So if you're single, I think in 2014, it's about $130. And if you're married, filing joint, it's
so if I make over $130, mm-hmm. a sneaky way to put money in an IRA?
Yes. So back
perfectly legal now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And it came about because of the rule changes in 2010. It used to, if you made more than $100,000, you couldn't convert a traditional IRA to a Roth. But when they got rid of that limit, because obviously they wanted the tax revenue from the conversions, it allowed for the high income earners to actually convert their traditional IRA assets into a Roth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've cleaned out your IRAs,
yep.
or you've converted them already, or they're all your before-tax monies in a 401k plan, and you don't have any money in an IRA, you can make a non-deductible contribution to your
yep.
IRA. There are no phase-out or income restrictions. Anybody is eligible, as long as you're under 70 and a half, to make a non-deductible IRA contribution. Once you make that non-deductible IRA contribution, because it's after-tax money, then technically, because there's no $100,000 limit anymore,
mm-hmm. you can move that into a Roth.
You convert it to a
yeah.
Roth.
Okay.
And so now it's conversion. So you get your 1099 from your conversion, and it says there's no taxable, it's not a taxable event because it was after tax money, and you've essentially just got your $5,500 into your Roth.
Into your regular IRA.
And into your yeah,
the regular
into your
IRA.
Roth.
Okay,
yes.
You do that, and then you convert that to a Roth IRA.
Correct.
And there's no tax because it's you put $2,000 or $3,000 into the IRA, you put two or three, you just roll it over. There's nothing to be taxed
because it's after tax money.
Well, yeah,
it's after tax. Yeah, you do it before you invest it. You do.
Right.
I mean, we do it for several clients that have cleaned out their IRAs, and immediately when we make that contribution, we're actually doing them this week before April 15th deadline. And then we'll send a Roth conversion form. They'll sign it, and they'll convert it over.
But they can't directly invest in a Roth IRA.
No.
See, okay.
and I
like this. You
yeah.
know? I like the devious stuff. You
yeah,
know?
And you know, one would think at some point, I don't know if Congress thought about this. Odds are they probably didn't when they got rid of that. But one would think that they'll eventually get rid of the income phase-outs on a Roth. However, the only way this works is if you have, like I said, cleaned out your IRA
mm-hmm.
because of the way the rules work in an IRA. If you've got existing before-tax money
yeah.
in there,
then you can't.
Non-deductible, because then it's pro rata,
that's
and
right.
you're paying taxes on some
right.
of it. So.
And it's all IRAs that you have.
Yes, that yeah. is correct. So SEPs, simples, rollover IRAs, it looks in the aggregate and
yeah.
everything. So, you know, with a client, we actually did this. It does not apply to qualified money, which is 401k money or pension money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a client had rolled over money into an IRA, we decided in 2010 when this income lifted, went to work for a new company, we took that IRA money and rolled it back into his new 401k plan and cleaned it out.
So there's nothing in there.
So there's nothing in there and it doesn't apply.
That's the value of what you do.
Yeah, that's the financial, that's what we call financial planning.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back for the final segment. And boy, we got some interesting stuff for you. I don't know what it is, but I know it is exciting.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.